Because the Bible, the Word of God, comes to us through the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit, because the Bible is alive and powerful and sharp, because it is able to make you wise unto salvation, because the Bible, God's inspired Holy Word, when in the heart will keep you from sin, we are sharing with you the wisdom of God as revealed by the Holy Spirit through Solomon, the wise man of old. From Proverbs chapter 7, we share some of his 3,000 Proverbs. My son, keep my words and treasure my commandments within you. Keep my commandments and live, and my teaching as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your intimate friend, that they may keep you from an adulteress, and from the foreigner who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house I looked out through the lattice, and I saw among the naive, I discerned among the youth, a young man lacking sense, passing through the street near her house, and he takes the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the middle of the night, and in the darkness. And behold, a woman comes to meet him, dressed as a harlot, and cunning of heart. She is boisterous and rebellious. Her feet do not remain at home. She is now in the streets, now in the squares, and lurks by every corner. So she seizes him and kisses him, and with a brazen face she says to him, I was due to offer peace offerings. Today I have paid my vows. Therefore I have come out to meet you, to seek your presence earnestly, and I have found you. I have spread my couch with coverings, with covered linens of Egypt. I have sprinkled my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us drink our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with caresses. For the man is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him. At full moon he will come home. With her many persuasions she entices him. With her flattering lips she seduces him. Suddenly he follows her, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in fetters to the discipline of a fool, until an arrow pierces through his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare, so he does not know that it will cost him his life. Now, therefore, my sons, listen to me, and pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths, for many are the victims she has cast down, and numerous are all her slain. Her house is the way to Sheol, descending to the chambers of death. A very plain and yet a very needful passage from the Word of God. I'd like for us to consider it now as in a paraphrased rendering. Follow my advice, my sons. Always keep in mind and stick to it. Obey me and live. Guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart. Love wisdom like a sweetheart. Make her a beloved member of your family. Let her hold you back from visiting a prostitute, from listening to her flattery. I was looking out the window of my house one day and saw a simple-minded lad, a young man lacking common sense, walking at the twilight down the street to the house of this wayward girl. She approached him, saucy and pert, and dressed seductively. She was the brash, coarse type, seen often in the streets and markets, soliciting at every corner for men to be her lovers. She put her arms around him and kissed him, and with a saucy look, she said, I've decided to forget our quarrel. I was just coming to look for you, and here you are. So it is, beloved, the wise man of old, Solomon, warned of the temptations and the sins that lurk on every corner. The real resource that you and I have is faith, confidence, trust in the Lord Jesus. Do you know him? If not, trust him today. Amen.